When we have weeks like we've had, it's hard for me not to be in this pulpit on Sundays. I'm so glad to be back, to share a word with you, to see your faces, to hear your voices. Deer Park Monastery in California has a sign on a walkway that reads, "I am home." When walking the beautiful grounds of a place like that, it's easy to feel your body begin to relax, to take deeper breaths, to remember what "I am home" feels like, to feel that sense of the holy and sacred, to think of it as a sanctuary, a place of safety, perhaps, if that is what we experience home as. What a few weeks it's been, what a month, what a couple years. It has been, these are the days that leave us longing for home, whatever that is, even if we may not be able to define that longing. If ever there was a need for us to seek sanctuary, it may feel like now. We think of sanctuary often as a physical space. This place we refer to as a sanctuary, where we come each week, where we regroup and reflect and reground ourselves for the task of daily living, where we look around at the people who are with us and we look around at these walls. It is a place where we have a sense of belonging, a place that we come home to. Sanctuaries are thought of as the holiest of places, and the understanding of sanctuary has expanded to mean anywhere people go for peaceful tranquility or reflection, anywhere we feel safe and serene. Easy to think of monasteries and retreat centers and other beautiful places as sanctuary. One of those places for me is the house and land where I grew up. Especially in the last several years, the land around the house has changed. Several of the big oak trees have fallen, and so more light gets in. And the lack of children on bicycles means that grass can grow in places that it didn't grow before. I can sit on the front porch swing and listen to bird songs and the wind in the trees. I can lift a hand to the passing cars because you can be sure that they will wave. The sun passes overhead and goes red between the trees as it sets. And at night, bird songs give way to crickets and frogs. I can watch the moon rise over the trees on the east side of the house. And on a moonless night, I can see millions of stars. There is space there, and blessed, blessed quiet. And when there are people around, there is laughter, and there are tears, and story, and love, and then the quiet of just sitting together and being and remembering. I am at home there. But I suspect the home referred to at Deer Park Monastery on the sign that says, "I am home," isn't a definitive physical place. Rather, the kind of home it is felt in the heart, in our bodies, in our being. You know what I'm talking about. And it can be wherever we are. In these days and in these times, as always, we must find sanctuary as that place within us and among us. It requires the quieting of the heart and of mind in order to listen and know ourselves more fully. I invite you to think for a moment of what it is that does that for you. What place, what space, where are you able to find that still, small, quiet place? Hear that still, small voice within that says, "I am here. I am home." Valerie Carr is a sick activist, and she speaks of when she was in labor with her first child, and her mother was there whispering in her ear, saying, "You are brave, you are strong," and reminding her to breathe. Breath, in fact, is often the first signal to the body to relax, to bring ourselves and our connections into sharp focus while at the same time letting go. Will you breathe with me now? Just breathe. Feel your body begin to relax. Here in this time and in this place, made sacred by our gathering, breathe. Reverend Beth Johnson writes, "In these times, so many of us are either holding our breath or becoming dizzy with too rapid breathing. Breathe and know that breath connects us to the breath of all life and to one another. Breathing in, you are alive. Breathing out, you are not alone." Valerie Carr poses this question about labor, about breathing. She says, "What if the times that we're in signal that this is not the darkness of the tomb? It is not the dying off, but the darkness of the womb. What if what we are witnessing and experiencing is not death but birth? What if this country is waiting to be born? And what if we are the midwives?" Breathe, says Valerie Carr. Breathe, then push. Beth Johnson, "We are resisting with all of our might the forces of destruction, unleashing such harm upon people of color and women and children. Unleashing forces of destruction on the earth and all beings, and upon the psyche of those who are awake and witnessing all that would thwart goodness and decency and justice. I do believe that this last gasp of those systems of domination that have held us in bondage for so long is now. But they are not going quietly, and we are not being quiet. Beloveds, we are demanding, and in our resistance, we are resilient. Remember that there is a force more powerful being unleashed, the power of radical love, righteous rage, an evolutionary imperative. The power of our collective vision of another world and another way of being, of which we are the midwives. Breathe. Rest. Pass the baton when you need to, and pick it back up when you can. You are not in this alone. We are not in this alone." Breathe, says Valerie Carr, "as though we are laboring, then push. Breathe, then push. Sanctuary is that place for respite and renewal, for breathing and mending the nets and healing our wounds. Sanctuary, that place where we come home to ourselves again and again." I've been reading Margaret Wheatley this week. She says that we need places where we remember what gives us pleasure. Nature, play, being together. Think about that for a moment. Three simple things that it's too easy to lose touch with. Pleasure from nature and play and being together helps us gain our strength and regain our intelligence, caring, and compassion. I love that, regaining our intelligence, our ability to think through things, our ability to make good decisions. As we engage with life and all its brilliance, our natural capacities can be restored. These capacities have never left us. We were the ones who unconsciously forfeited them. We left them for distractions and enticements that have distanced us from each other and from what is real. As the world grows darker and distractions increase exponentially, we need to rediscover our innate human intelligence. Sane behavior requires that we reconnect with life. But sometimes we feel lost. And it is easy in these days to feel lost and powerless. And so we have to go back to the beginning and where we can be found. David Wagoner shares his poem, Lost. Stand still. The trees ahead and bushes beside you are not lost. Wherever you are is called here, and you must treat it as a powerful stranger. Must ask permission to know it and be known. The forest breathes. Listen. It answers, I have made this place around you. If you leave it, you may come back again, saying, here. No two trees are the same to raven. No two branches are the same to wren. If what a tree and or a bush does is lost on you, then you are surely lost. Stand still. The forest knows where you are. Let it find you. Sane behavior requires that we reconnect with life. Sane behavior, sanity, isn't that what we're hoping for when we seek out sanctuary? When we try to find home again? When we try to remember who we are again? Margaret Wheatley says that it's possible in this time of profound disruption to experience recurring moments of grace and joy. It is possible to discover deep and abiding satisfaction in our work if we choose not to flee or withdraw from reality. It is possible to find a path of contribution and meaning if we turn our attention away from issues beyond our control and focus on the people around us and engage with them in work that is within reach. It is possible to use our influence to create islands of sanity in the midst of a raging, destructive sea. Islands of sanity. Do those things then that remind you that you still have agency, that you still have choice. Put on music and dance. Move your body in some way. Sing. Sing in the shower. Practice primal scream therapy in your car. 10 minutes a day of almost anything practiced intentionally. Do something that is your choice, that exercises your own free will, that reminds you that you have choice about where we are right now. Reverend Carol Sissel is an African-American Unitarian Universalist minister in New England. She reminds us, when she says she reminds herself of her ancestors, that they survived the belly of a ship, that they survived centuries of being enslaved, centuries of brutality and dehumanization and uncounted rapes. We can survive a Supreme Court justice, she says. It's true. Here's the thing about my home place. We're trying to sell it. The house is empty. None of the grandchildren want it, and it's a quirky old place. You have to know just how to lift the door. You have to know that the drain for the sink actually drains out into a ditch in the yard. You have to know which step you step on to make it not creak going up the steps, to not wake up your parents. You have to know the quirky things about that house, and it makes it hard to sell unless you've loved it for 50, almost 60 or 70 years. But what it represents to me will always be with me and a part of me, and I cannot separate myself from that. It can remind me always of who I am and of what's important in my life. Is it possible that the whole purpose of sanctuary is to figure out how to survive, how to live in this world, how to love this world, and to choose to love it again and again, to find and make islands of sanity? To recognize that sanctuary, that home, is also a place that sends us forth. We go forth from this place today and every Sunday, from the music, from the moving meditation, from prayers and words, from coffee and connection, and yes, from breathing deeply and remembering who we are. We go forth from this place into this world to be gentle, decent, brave humans, to be generous and loving and compassionate, to be islands of sanity for ourselves and our families and for all that is. Take time each day, then, to find home in yourself, to know sanctuary, to breathe, to appreciate beauty, remember who you are, to be kind and compassionate to others, and to practice self-compassion, to connect with the earth that sustains us and nurtures us, to be grateful for what you have. Take time each day to say, I am home. I am at home with myself. Pray and work each day that all beings can say, I am home.